Today we will go through how to train, evaluate, and compare binary classification models to predict a person's income level based on census demographics data. Let's start with a new experiment and call it income level classification. I will use the adult census income binary classification sample provided in the saved datasets. This is a sample extracted from the Census Bureau database. It describes the demographic and education background for adults and whether they make more than $50,000 a year or not. I know some fields in the dataset have missing values. I'll use the Missing Value Scrubber module to replace the missing values with zeros. Run the experiment to apply the changes and replace the missing values. There are two columns in the dataset that are highly correlated with my target, and I want to remove these columns. I'm using the Project Columns module. Remove columns from the dataset by starting with all columns and excluding the work class and occupation columns. Now let's partition the data into training, validation, and test sets in a 60-20-20 split. To split in that way, I'm typing 0.8 to get 80% of the dataset in the left output port. The remaining 20% becomes our test dataset. The 80% will be split into training and validation datasets. If you put in a value for a random seed, you can reproduce the split later on. Using a second split module, I'll do a 75% split, which is equivalent to 60% of the full dataset to give me the training set. The training set comes out of the left output port. The remaining rows from the right output port will be our validation set. Azure Machine Learning offers several binary classification learners. Two-class learners include Average Perceptron, Boosted Decision Tree, Decision Forest, and Decision Jungle, in addition to logistic regression neural networks and support vector machines. Let's train a linear support vector machine model. We can tune the learning hyperparameters in the right pane. We'll begin with the default parameters. Add a train model module and connect it to the untrained learner. Connect the training dataset into the input dataset port and select the label column income. Add a score model module to predict the targets of the validation set. Connect it to the output of the train model. Run the experiment to train the model and score the validation set. Right-click the Score Model module output to visualize the results. We now have the scored labels and scored probabilities for each row in the validation set. To evaluate the model and compute the binary classification performance metrics, add an Evaluate Model module and connect it to the Score Model module. Run the experiment. Right-click the Evaluate Model module's output node and visualize the results. Performance metrics are calculated, including the area under the ROC curve, or AUC, accuracy, precision, and recall. Now let's train another model and compare the results. We'll try a two-class logistic regression module with default parameters. Now you can easily add more score model and train model modules by highlighting them and using Ctrl-C to copy and Ctrl-V to paste. Delete the input learner edge of the train model and connect it to the two-class logistic regression. Leave all other edges intact. To compare the two models, we'll connect the score model results from the logistic regression to the same Evaluate Model module. Run this experiment and right-click the Evaluate Model output to compare the results. The blue is the left input to the Evaluate Model module, which is the SVM, and the red is what we're comparing based on the right input port. Logistic regression outperforms support vector machine in this case. Now let's add the boosted decision tree model and see how its performance compares. We'll repeat the training and scoring steps. Add another evaluate model module to compare the results to logistic regression. Based on the results, boosted decision tree is the winner, with a higher validation AUC than the other two learners. In the comparisons we've done so far, Boosted Decision Tree is the best learner. However, we use the default parameters for each one. So let's use the Sweep Parameters module to find the best parameters and tune the models. Connect the untrained learner to Sweep Parameters and connect the training and validation datasets into the input data ports. Now let's set the sweep options. We'll choose the label column Income. Run 10 random sweeps and use the AUC as the metric for measuring performance for classification. I'll do the same for the SVM and logistic regression learners by copying the sweep parameters modules, deleting the original inputs, and connecting the correct learners. With 10 sets of parameters each and 3 learners, I'm training 30 models total. I want to find the ones that produce the highest AUC in each set. Check the sweep results to find the best performing model in each set. The boosted decision tree is still the winning learner with the highest AUC. One of the outputs of the sweep parameters module is the best trained model using the parameters that produce the highest AUC. You can use this as your trained model, or you can note the parameters and manually enter it on another boosted decision tree module. I'll do it the easy way by using the best trained model. I'll score this trained model using the test dataset. Right-click and visualize the output of Evaluate Model. This is the AUC of the test dataset. In this video, I showed you how you can train, evaluate, and compare binary classification models to predict a person's income level based on census demographics data. You can now use these techniques to find the best trained model for your data. Thanks for watching.